Now, over to the US now, where the government has issued emergency legislation following the largest fuel pipeline in the country being hit by a cyber attack. The Colonial Pipeline carries 2.5 million barrels a day, 45% of the East Coast's supply of diesel, petrol and jet fuel. LBC Washington correspondent Simon Marks joins us now with the latest. Simon.
Just got time, Ian, to bring you this report before I nip out to fill up the car. To the surprise of precisely no one, the FBI says a group of hackers from Russia and Eastern Europe were responsible for Friday night's cyber attack on the largest petroleum pipeline on America's East Coast. The privately owned, and it's come as a surprise to people here today that it's privately owned, the privately owned Colonial Pipeline stretches 5,000 miles from Texas to New York. It is an absolutely key piece of American infrastructure. It has been out of action since the ransomware attack was launched against it. The owners shut it down rather than run the risk of it being damaged. At the White House today, Deputy National Security Advisor Elizabeth Sherwood Randall.
Colonial is currently working with its private cybersecurity consultants to assess potential damage and to determine when it is safe to bring the pipeline back online. Thus far, Colonial has told us that it has not suffered damage and can be brought back online relatively quickly, but that safety is a priority, given that it has never before taken the entire pipeline down.
Did the company pay the hackers the ransom they demanded? The White House won't say. Was this a fresh attempt by the Russian state to infiltrate American infrastructure? Just months after the SolarWinds attack on U.S. government systems here, President Biden said a short time ago he does not believe this was state-sponsored. What's the impact on American motorists and hauliers? Patrick DeHart of the website Gas Buddy says that's partly up to them.
The additional supply that was left in the system and tank farms that feed from the pipeline are likely starting to run low. If they go out and hoard gasoline and panic and fill their tanks up, then we will be dealing with this for several weeks, potentially.
There is no sign of higher prices at the pumps, but the week is yet young. One other headline today, the governor of New York says demand for COVID-19 vaccines in his state, once the pandemic's global epicenter, is diminishing so rapidly that the authorities are now planning to offer incentives for people to shed their vaccine skepticism. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, telling people today if they get the jab, they can win free tickets to the Bronx Zoo, the Lincoln Center, and the New York Botanical Garden.
From this point on, there'll be many, many opportunities to get great, great prizes when you get vaccinated. We want people to know. It's time.
He says he is not yet ruling out the possibility of eventually offering cash for people to take the jab, which rather seems to undermine the whole plan, because much as I love the Bronx Zoo, Ian, I think I might be holding out for the cash.
Simon Marks, the man who always has a tiger in his tank.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.